Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
It's like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello, my friends, and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 15 September, halfway through the month already, 2025. Welcome to this broadcast. We are glad you're with us. And before we get started, it's going to be just me and you tonight. We got to discuss some things. It's going to be a hard line. So hitch up your big girl panties, because we're going to get into it pretty heavy in a minute. Before I do that, though, look at the space we're offering this month. There are two items. One of them is a seminar we did several years ago entitled Broken Era, A Cry for Deliverance. Folks, you got to get it to appreciate it. The speakers were phenomenal. Phenomenal. And Greg Evenson's already passed on. We know that. He's went on. Pastor Mooneyhan has already went on. So these people will never be able to speak again. So they're available on this DVD, along with the book we're offering, To Deceive the Elect, The Rapture, Fact or Fiction. Both of them together, $15. That includes postage. Both of them together, $15. If you'll call one right away, call 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. And leave the order there with faith, or call me at the address, write a check, whatever you want to do. But they're available, and we want you to get them. This weekend, we will not have Bible study. Oh, I know. It's nobody's fault. Phil had been waiting for months for Frontier to put in fiber lines in his home. He waited for months. They finally did it, and it messed up the rest of his system. Had ordered more parts and will not be here till the 22nd. So we'll not be having Bible study this weekend because of technical difficulties. I'm so sorry, but it can't be helped. Phil just probably pulled his hair out, bless his heart. He's been working so hard to keep this thing running, but he could not get it up and running in time, so no Bible study this weekend. Also, a prayer request tonight for Jim from Georgia. His wife, Holly, needs desperate prayer for healing with dementia, I guess you could say. She needs prayer. Jim needs prayer. He needs his faith boosted. He needs his strength. Please pray for Jim and Holly, okay? And you prayer warriors out there that know what God can do, pray for Holly's healing so that she can function again with her husband. I can only imagine what that's like. So please pray for them. Also, I want to thank Bill and Valerie for the package you got in the mail for her birthday. Thank you, Bill and Valerie from over at Oak Hill area. Thank you. And also, Jan Marsh said thank you for the gift you sent her. We are blessed to have folks like you all out there, many, many of them. And I'm so thankful and blessed for that. But thank you all for being out there for us, praying for us, and standing with us. And I do mean that. And folks, we're going to need each other more and more as time goes along. There's a good chance in the near future. I probably will live to see it, but maybe not. But most of you will. when this type of broadcast will not be tolerated on the radio. People like me will be arrested for standing for the truth like I do. And you'll face the same challenges in the future. And for you and I, adults, I hate it for us, I really do. But I hate it for our children and grandchildren because we're the ones that just slide in us. Oh, I know our parents did too. I realize that. They were suckered in the system also. We all went to sleep because we were making too much money. We prospered too well. And if we didn't, the government fed us. We all got used to that. We're now all more or less wards of the state, depending on them for their good favor to help make sure we're okay. That's the way it is. But I feel sorry for our children and our children's children. And I really do mean that. So let's pray for each other and that we'll have strength. Maybe with nobody with us except our Savior, which is more than enough. But folks, let's face it. All of us from time to time want to hear a friendly voice and get a hug from someone that cares. All of us do. Let's pray for strength. Now tonight I'm going to cover some topics. We're going to focus mainly for a little bit on Charlie Kirk and what happened. And some of the news behind the scenes. And I'm not going to get into much detail. I just want to share some thoughts along that line. Then we're going to discuss a verse for briefly about out of Ecclesiastes chapter 8. We'll read some statements to you and we're going to look at the truth of the problem in America. I have preached along these same lines many, many, many messages. Maybe now some people are starting to realize I've been telling the truth for a while. With what happened to Charlie Kirk and his organization, Turning Point USA, as disastrous and sad as that has been, we're going to discuss that more in a minute, one good thing came out of it. Up until his death, there were 1,900 chapters of Turning Point across the United States, 1,900 of them. Since his death a few days ago, they received applications for 39,000 new chapters springing up. His widow said that that the people that did this had no idea what they've unleashed in this country. And I think she's going to be right. 1,900 in existence, applications for 39,000. We will see what happens. By the grace of God, things may spring up, perhaps to the late judgment for a while. But I do know this for a fact. Civil war is imminent. And I want to share with you why in a minute. But Charlie Kirk was a little bit frightened. You want to know what about? Yep, guess you'd have to say it like it is. He refused Netanyahu funding offer. Frightened by pro-Israel forces before death. He refused to take money from the Zionist leader, the Zionist murderer, the Zionist dictator, the Zionist scum named Netanyahu. And he was frightened something could happen. Matter of fact, there's a video out he made about 5 minutes long warning, tell us that they were going to come after leaders, including him. And I don't think give me specifics who they were, but obviously he was a little bit concerned about turning down Netanyahu's offer to fund his ministry because he knew that behind the funding, there were hooks and compromises that would be required. Yeah. So whether they were behind it or not, I'm not pointing fingers, but I'm just saying you can't doubt it. Netanyahu's proved his ruthlessness, his utter incapability of compassion for other people. He is a liar, a murderer, and who knows what else. So, an America backs him. We back him with you back him with your tax dollars. Oh, yes, you do. All right, let's move on. And this we should have known. Charlie Kirk's assassin lived with a transgender male that wanted the transgender to a female. And apparently he told this boyfriend, a pervert of his, that he was going to take Kirk out if he had a chance. Now, understand this, my friends. I'm going to say it really clearly, and some of y'all get mad, I don't care. Sexual perverts, whether they be homosexual, lesbian, transgender, whatever the case may be, all have devils in them, demons in them, that cause this perversion. Now, I'm going to tell you who's to blame for just a minute. But they all have devils in them, demons that lure them into this. Now, that's just a fact. Read Romans chapter 1. It's a crime against nature and a crime against God. And I said this many years ago. Long time ago, I remember back in the 60s, it started with the free loving and sex and drugs and all that. In the 70s, you started talking about the swingers and the crossovers between male and female as far as lesbians and homosexuals. In the 80s, they started putting them in movies, and one day, you know, it made it all seem natural. It took a long time to get the people accustomed to seeing this filth, and that they would eventually tolerate it, because it can't get any worse, surely. But it has. The reason we're seeing this is because you and I, and especially the so-called church, has kept their mouth shut, and a lot of them have embraced it because, after all, God made them that way. Even though the Word of God is against it, Leviticus and Romans, other places, and speaks that strongly against it, that with the death penalty, which it should be, the death penalty should be put in place for them. The death penalty should be put in place for them by the leaders of our nation, by our laws in this land, and it once was. But now we turn them loose. We open up Pandora's box, and we ain't going to get them back in the box. I mean, it's getting bad. A Clemson professor calls for more assassinations. Yeah, Clemson University is standing by at least three professors. The university is standing by at least three professors who were caught celebrating the assassination of civil rights leader Charlie Kirk, including one professor who called for the outright murder of all conservatives. In a world full of Charlie Kirk, said Brian Thompson's, be it Tyler Robinson or Eluji Managone, wrote one Clemson staffer. Yeah, that's America Today. That's America Today. Now, we're going to get a little further in this right now. Then we'll get into some discussions of what has happened. I know we don't like to hear these things. And I'm not throwing stones because I'm guilty. I'm guilty at least to a point of tolerating these things and trying to be nice to them so I can witness to them, bring them to Christ. Let me just tell you this. Again, it's in your Bible, Romans chapter 1. Read it for yourself. People who go this far in perversion have very little chance of repentance. Read it for yourself, Romans chapter 1. Very little chance of repentance because God turns them over to reprobate mind. And the evil that led up to that had been going on for decades. Oh, there's always been adultery and fornication and even homosexuality or whatever. It's always been here. But it wasn't tolerated openly. It wasn't celebrated at all. And because it tolerated all these, adultery, fornication, whatever it may be, tolerated and being married, went to shacking up and having babies outside of wedlock and nobody even blinks about it anymore. It's just natural shaking somebody's hand. Because we tolerated in our families to keep the peace, we have damned our children's futures and our nation. Yeah, that's true. We have damned them. We, you and I, have damned them by keeping our mouths shut and not telling the truth. They're going to hell. Most of them don't need a witness that it's wrong. They know it's wrong when they do it. Just like a murderer. Don't tell me a murderer needs witness to know the murder is wrong or a rapist is wrong. They know it's wrong. They just don't care. As long as we tolerate it, why should they care? Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 11 says, because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. Because we didn't punish the evildoers, now we are paying the price because now they have no fear of being in law, of being put in jail for this sexual deviance. Oh, maybe for murder, perhaps a while, but not unborn babies. Maybe for Maybe for rape? Yeah, a smack on the hand, perhaps. But we tolerated. I said we as a nation. I can't throw stones at Biden and Obama and even before them. I can't really rightly do that because Christ said, let him with whom thou sin, and probably meant the same sin, cast the first stone. You've kept your mouth shut when you should have spoke up, and I have too. So just shut up, quit blaming them, and take a stand now. This next statement is about three paragraphs long. You find on TikTok. A young black, I won't call her lady at all, illiterate biddy, made this statement. Now listen to what it says. I keep on seeing like posts about this Charlie dude, Kirk dude, whatever, regardless. Let me just say this. I'm surprised that y'all didn't get rid of him sooner. I'm surprised that you guys aren't getting rid of more people. Like, don't stop with him. Don't let him be the end dog. Get rid of them all. And the ones that are above him, your mayor, your city councilman, what is it, Georgia Power? The people that keep on raising are S blank. The CEO, get rid of them. Get rid of them. Yeah. Like what? It was so crazy. I watched like 60 seconds, 60 minutes, whatever. Y'all know what I mean. 1 minute edit of like the things he said. And they're like so atrocious that like his wife deserves to go too. Y'all keep on talking about his wife and kids. They need to go too because they're carrying on that mentality and that lineage. Like get rid of the whole family. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Why did you guys stop with him? Why did you stop with him? Go get his grandma because who raised you? Like your mom ought to be ashamed for birthing a scum like you. Get rid of the whole family. Like y'all. Y'all too scary. Y'all too scary for revolution. Y'all too scary for progress. Like y'all want results without putting in the work. You know, she got that right. We want results. And then, oh, we'll pray about it, preacher. Oh, yeah. We'll have revival. We'll sing some songs. Everybody get all emotional. We'll pass the hat and raise money and add on an auditorium to the church. We'll do something, preacher. She got that right, even on her end. Y'all want results without putting in works. That's the church today. Your son had to take out the trash to get a clean house. Like it is what it is. If the trash can is stinking up the house, you got to take out the garbage. Take out the garbage, y'all. Take the garbage out. All right? Not me. I'm chilling. This is the mentality of a young female. She's not a lady. And she certainly isn't much of a woman about mine. Making quotes about how to get rid of all the people that think that way. And I have to say this. Most Christians are safe because they ain't going to speak up. They don't want to get in trouble with their neighbors, their family, and their friends. They're not going to speak up. They're too cowardly. It might offend somebody. And goodness gracious, we don't offend anybody. God wouldn't like that, although his son was crucified for offending people. But we shouldn't do it. We shouldn't call hypocrites hypocrites. We shouldn't call out the lawbreakers. We should just tolerate sin. Don't worry about it. Yes, he spoke to sinners. He spoke to sinners to witness to him. But he didn't tolerate the sin. This is what America has come into because of folks like me and you who tolerate this and kept our mouth shut and did nothing about it. Now they're calling for outright death to those of us who feel differently than what they do. They're calling to kill us. And y'all, you say the left is more violent than the right. Maybe so. I'm not going to get into that. That's our debate tonight. But eventually, both sides going to stand up and buck up a little bit, and it's going to bring bloodshed. They just brought bloodshed. And of course, the news media is talking about the Democrats who were also killed, and that's true also. Blood has already been spilled in America's Civil War, new Civil War. Blood has already been spilled. And it's going to get a heck of a lot bloodier before it's over. You know, Isaiah verse 58, one of the verses of the Bible that should make us think about, verse 1 says, cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgression, the house of Jacob their sins. That's exactly what I'm doing tonight, and I'm talking to me as well as you. Don't think I'm casting stones at you, because I'm not. This is cutting me as I cut you. In chapter 59, it says, go and say, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither is your heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities, your lawlessness, have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear. 2 Kings 24:4, he said, because you shed innocent blood, I will not pardon that sin. Oh, no, folks. Don't be looking at Trump for salvation. Trump is a tyrant, an egotistical, I don't want to use a word that doesn't sound nice, but egotistical, self-centered narcissist who doesn't care who he hurts to get his way. Now, what do you mean? Do I like he's took out the illegals? I have no problem with that. And no problem with him taking a stand against murdering babies. Oh, that's wonderful. But folks, you all that believe in the Constitution, you remember you said, well, you want to go back to the Constitution? No, you don't. Now, if you believe what Trump is doing is all right, putting federal troops in state lines, over in sovereign states, if you believe that's okay, you're not a constitutionalist at all. You're a Republican. As long as Republicans do it, you don't care. If Biden would have done that, all hell would have broke loose on the right. You know that's true. Get mad. I don't care. I don't care who you are. I'm telling you the truth. He's going to say, but for your hands are defiled with blood, your fingers with iniquity, your lips have spoken lies, your tongue hath muttered perverseness. We've spoken lies, but not speaking in all many cases. We've spoken lies by tolerating evil around us. We have done that as a church. We've lost our sawiness. And thenceforth, we're good for nothing but cast out and trodden under the foot of men. The church in America has been trodden under the foot of men because the church deserves no respect. None calls for justice, nor any plead for truth. They trust in vanity. Oh, Trump will get, don't worry, Trump will take care of it. Bondi will help him. Oh, Vance will be right there with him. Don't worry, trust in vanity. That's trusting in man. If you don't believe me, read 17:5. My mind's going blank on that. We put our trust in man. We trust in vanity. So we trust in vanity to speak lies that conceive mischief and bring forth iniquity. That is pretty well summed up our nation today. Now, these are facts that I can't help. I've been in this world long enough to see what's happened because the so-called good people have done nothing. Years ago, maybe some of y'all may remember Jerry Falwell. He said he spoke for the moral majority, the silent majority, I guess you say he called him too, the silent majority. Well, I like to think he's right. I like to think that the majority were moral people, but they were silent. The silent majority is no majority at all. It's a group of sheep standing in the corner with their heads turned to the wall, hoping no one will see them and take him out. They won't stand up. It's like people during COVID, and still some doing it, wearing those damnable masks. Oh, we're going to keep ourselves safe, and you're safe too. And taking the jab, and getting angry at those of us who wouldn't do it. America is lacking something. The church is lacking very much, and the church literally shut down during this COVID nonsense, this hoax. Shut down and stayed home. Disobeyed the word of God, and cowered in the corner. The same thing are doing most of all now. No, we're not going to get them back in the box without bloodshed. I don't like that. I don't think it's going to happen anyway. Now it's too late. We've sinned beyond redemption. Is one chapter one of my books wrote. We've sinned beyond redemption as a nation. We tolerated way too much, church, and now we're going to pay for it, and our children will pay for it in spades, a lot more than we have. Let me read a statement to you here, if you don't mind. It is better to be divided by truth than to be united in error. It is better to speak the truth that hurts and then heals than falsehood that comforts and then kills. Let me tell you something, friend. It is not love and it's not friendship if we fail to declare the whole counsel of God. Let me repeat that. It is not love. It is not friendship. It's not love for our family members. It's not friendship for our neighbors if we fail to declare the whole counsel of God. It is better to be hated for telling the truth than to be loved for telling a lie. It is impossible to find anyone in the Bible who was a power for God, who did not have enemies and was not hated. It's better to stand alone with the truth than to be wrong with the multitude. It's better to ultimately succeed with the truth than temporarily succeed with a lie. There's only one gospel, and Paul said, if any man preaches any other gospel other than unto you that which we preach have preached unto you, let him be accursed. Unless grace has radically altered my behavior, it cannot possibly alter my destiny. Alan Redpath said that. Alexander Solzhenitsyn said this. Don't want to take time to read it now. I'm running out of time for the first break. After the break, we'll take phone calls as soon as I'm finished talking to y'all and let you share your thoughts. But I want you to take just one thing to heart tonight. I wish I had the gifts of a talented speaker and an IQ beyond that of a tomato plant to bring the points across in maybe a clearer fashion. Folks, I rail and I rant and I do my best to make points. Sometimes I wish I could be like a lot of evangelists and other pastors who come on with tender words and platitudes and other little sermonettes that make people feel good. And sometimes I'm blessed to be able to bring on a sermon in some along those lines, but not very often. My calling has been to be like Isaiah or Jeremiah or Ezekiel, lots of others, to tell the truth of what this nation is going into. Ezekiel 33 tells me that if I don't proclaim the truth, if I don't warn the people, the blood's on my hands. That's you too, my friend. Last chapter of Hebrews says, as a pastor and a preacher, your souls are, I'm accountable for your souls. And I take that very serious, very seriously indeed. Silence is not golden. It is yellow. Silence is not golden. It is yellow. Take that to heart. You keep your mouth shut when you should speak, you're a coward. Back at the break, your phone call next half hour, 717-300-1698. This is war.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the Manna Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the Manna a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775, or go to namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you, you can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Herd. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Herd Road, Netty, N-E-T-T-I-E. N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Herd Road, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All righty, folks. We are back, and again, we're talking today about a topic that we need to sit down and look at as mature Christians. What I'm saying tonight will probably anger a lot of people, but it won't be the first time this happened. Although I haven't had a threat for a long time. Maybe I'm backslidden. I don't know, but they used to get threats every now and then about what I preach and what I taught. But it is what it is. I'm going to try to preach the Bible just to understand it. I'm not here to play games. I don't care what people think. That isn't my decision. It's my decision. It's my calling to tell the truth as much as possible. And we're told to reprove evil, not condone it, not love on it, try to witness to it, reprove it and rebuke it. But we have not done that. You know why we haven't done it? Because either we're partakers of it ourselves, or we're cowards, either one. But Alexander Solzhenitsyn said this: in keeping silent about evil and burying it so deep within us that no sign of it appears on the surface, we are implanting it, and it will rise up a thousandfold in the future. And has it not done that? When we neither punish nor reproach evil doers, we are not simply protecting their trivial old age. We are thereby ripping the foundation of justice from beneath future generations. I got to say that again. When we neither punish nor reproach evil doers, we're not simply protecting their trivial old age. We are thereby ripping the foundations of justice from beneath future generations. Wow. When you look at it from that point of view and see that what it's saying and understand what it's saying, it certainly makes me understand what I have done for my grandchildren and great-grandchildren. And a guy named Charles Finney said this: if there is a decay, now pay attention, if there is a decay of conscience, in other words, We're not bothered. The conscience doesn't bother us. We tolerate evil. We condone it. We get used to it, apathetic to it. If there's a decay of conscience, the pulpit is responsible for it. If the public press lacks moral discernment, the public is responsible for it. The pulpit is responsible for it. If the church is degenerate and worldly, oh boy, the pulpit is responsible for it. If the world loses its interest in Christianity, the pulpit is responsible for it. If Satan rules in our halls of legislation, the pulpit is responsible for it. If our politics become so corrupt that the very foundations of our government are ready to fall away, the pulpit is responsible for it. He said it much clearer than I ever could, right to the point. He said it just as clear as he possibly could. The blame for decay of all society, whether it be individuals, homes, communities, states, or nations, the pulpit is responsible for it. I have enough already answered for it. I didn't know a lot of things. I was ignorant, folks, for many years on different issues. I was ignorant about Easter and Christmas and even Israel. I was ignorant. God was patient with me. And so were other people that finally had me see the light on many issues. I wasn't easy to convince because what I've been taught for all my life was hard to shake out and move on from. It still sometimes is. But thank God for those who are patient with me, held my hand, got me through it. Now that I see more truth and understand my responsibility as a pastor and as a preacher is great, it scares me straight. I want to do what's right. I don't want to answer for your soul because I didn't warn you. I don't want to be held to blame for the destruction of America because I wouldn't preach the Bible. Oh, I know. I was ignorant. I did it for years. Didn't even know it. I repented for that many times over. But I was ignorant. Once I heard the truth, I was no longer ignorant. But I wasn't stupid either. Stupid people hear the truth and ignore it. That's stupidity. I was wise enough to listen to wise counsel and make a change in what I taught and what I believed in my heart and put it in my head in the way of knowledge. The fear of God is the beginning of knowledge and the beginning of wisdom. Without the reverence of God and his word, we are fools and nothing but fools. The Bible says, a man that says there is no God is a fool. Every time, let me tell you, Matthew chapter 10 says that if we deny Christ before man, and we do that, we keep our mouth shut when we shouldn't, or when we cower in a corner, or we refuse to say the truth, if we deny Christ before men, he said, I will deny you before my Father. Now that's what he wrote, Matthew chapter 10. How dare we think that we're going to get by with our apathetic cowardliness? Matthew 7 says, many in the last days crying, Lord, Lord, didn't we not prophesy in your name? Didn't we feed the poor? Didn't we heal the sick and raise the dead? And Christ said, depart from me, you workers of iniquity, lawlessness. I never knew you. Lawlessness is disobeying God's word and his laws. That's called sin. And sin of omission is as wicked as sin of commission. Oh, yes, perhaps you won't get as judged as harshly by man. You won't be judged nearly as harshly if you just don't do something. But God sees. And he rewards people for what they have coming whenever the time is ready. This is Bible. This is truth. You know I'm telling the truth. So I don't know how else to put this except to just tell you that we, if we're going to walk it, if we're going to talk it, we better walk it. If we're not going to walk it, then shut up. We don't need more lip service. Maybe with Charlie's death, perhaps, there'll be an awakening But with that awakening, it's probably going to become a lot of tribulation. Maybe even civil war, because blood's already been shed in this war. Whether we like to admit it or not, blood has been shed on both sides. And a payday is coming for God's people first. Yeah, that's where judgment begins. And then on those who are openly rebellious against God. Time will tell us in the very near future. The time will tell. I'd say between now and next year's election, we're going to see a lot of things either turn around and go back in a decent line or erupt into further chaos. And I see the chaos more than anything else. Let's go speak to Jan and Iowa. Jan, come on in. Welcome.
We also need, or I need, thank God, because I was praying that those little babies were not there, that they did not see that, and they weren't there. His children weren't there. His wife mentioned that, said when she came home, her little girl hugged her and said, "Where's Daddy?" But she didn't see it. And that's a blessing for her. But
yes,
a person was murdered, shot dead, and people just kept playing that video over and over and over, you know. You thought you'd find a channel that wasn't showing it, and there it was.
It's a sad situation. Now we have people speaking out, need to kill more of us. We need to wipe us all out.
Yeah. Yeah. You got teachers. A teacher that got fired in Canada because she was showing it to kids as young as 10, telling them he deserved it.
Yeah.
And she deserved to be fired. She deserved to be fired. And, you know, who knows if she was the only one or not. She just got caught.
Well, that's happening in other places. I know the sexual pervert that denied printing of the press release for a rally at Office Depot was fired for not wanting to permit to print that. So we're seeing some kickback. But the point of it is, Jan, blood's been shed.
Yeah.
And it's going to get a lot worse, I'm afraid. I pray it doesn't, but I think it's going to.
We're also going to see more rights, more of our civil rights destroyed. Elon Musk already went through all his whole staff. Because there was a very bad joke about his death put out by some of his employees, and he fired 4,000 or 2,000 people.
Good for him. But can you see what this is going to lead to? More strife and more trouble. But, you know, whenever I hear people talk about Trump and, oh, he's doing such a great job, he's violating the Constitution of the United States. These people say they love the Constitution. They want to preserve it. That's hypocritical, is it not?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And what they're saying is not good.
No, it isn't.
They do have a right to say it. But if you don't like what they're saying, don't watch them anymore. Make a comment that what they're saying is inappropriate and untrue and inappropriate. And leave.
Yeah. Well,
make your position known and leave.
That's our
America. And don't go back because they come out and say, "I'm sorry." And all these politicians that are going to the memorial and all this stuff, why are they going? Are they going because they believe what he says about God or what he said about God or what he knew about God? Or are they going because if they don't go, they might not be elected again?
That's it for the vote. I agree. I say a lot of them are going without reason. Jan, got a lot of calls coming in. Thanks for the call. Thanks for being there. And Marcia, tell you thanks for the gift. Okay.
The only way I could get you to do it is if I said it to Marcia. Because you just put it in the ministry.
well, that's true. Thank you so much. All right.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to Joe right here in West Virginia. Joe, come on in. Welcome.
I'm trying to think. John Wesley said, you know what? We tolerate today, we embrace tomorrow. The problem is we already tolerated, now we're embracing it.
Of course.
The church has really gone overboard with a new theology, a new doctrine, new teaching. And, you know, what happened with this shooting, to me, that was very professionally done. I feel it was done from within. And it was just too well orchestrated. But we are in a civil war.
Yes,
and one of the things that I like about being a broadcaster myself is that I can tell people about what I feel. And I can't hold back.
Amen.
Just like we talked last Sunday, Saturday, I don't remember, that talking about the CBDCs and AI.
Yep.
I mean, I didn't want to talk about that, but the Lord put it on my heart.
It's all coincidence.
I don't want anything to do with it, but the Lord put it on my heart to talk about it.
Well,
when's the church going to start speaking up about this stuff?
I don't know.
They're tolerating.
I don't know. I wish you would, but I don't see it happening. I don't see it happening at all. They don't see it as being important, and they're too cowardly to say anything anyway. But that's the way it is.
Well, yeah, and it started in the 1930s. I was reading some articles about that called The Pink Pastors, how the Luciferians were getting into the seminaries and graduating from the seminaries, and little bit by little bit, to chip away at the doctrines of Christ and bring replacement theology in. And we are reaping the fruits of that replacement theology.
Amen.
And that fruit
Amen.
Is rotten, and it's so rotten that it's rank and full of maggots.
I agree. Joe, I appreciate the call. God move with thanks for the call. And folks, he's right. The church is now the church in America today is the biggest detriment to the cult of Christ. You know, the Bible in Psalms 11, I think it is, says, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? But the foundations have been destroyed. We stand. We may lose. But let's stand anyway. Let's do it. All right, let's go to Chance right here in West Virginia. Chance, come on in.
Yes, hello, Pastor Butch.
Hello.
You know, Pastor Butch, I don't think that people only have to worry about the left. Because I think what I'm starting to see now are so-called, now I'm not going to mention names, but so-called patriots with glaring inconsistencies. Now, I'm not talking about having a difference of opinion. We all have differences of opinion. We all don't agree on everything, but I'm talking glaring inconsistencies. In other words, it doesn't add up to what they profess. You know, I'm very limited in how I get my news because I don't have a computer. Okay? But I am down to now, as of today, four people that I will only listen to. Does it mean I agree with them all the time? No. But I know they're not deliberately fooling me. You see?
Yeah. Yeah.
They're not deliberately with glaring inconsistencies, like I said. And that is, it happens to be all on this network. Now, you know who the other two are, Dave Krieger, Jeff Rentz, you, and Dane Wigington. I mean, I will not listen to anybody else anymore. Now, does this mean that the other people are bad people? No, not necessarily. But
yeah.
I'm seeing such glaring inconsistencies now where I have to wonder. And these are big names, okay? I'll give you one example, and I won't mention a name, okay? I've heard... Now, everybody has the right to be an agnostic and atheist. That's their business. I happen to be a Christian with a strong faith, okay? And nobody's going to shake that from me. You don't have to agree with me, and I don't have to agree with you, okay? But this person, host, actually had a show today who brought on and this is a Patriot host on another network, had the nerve to have a guy on who wrote a book, Jesus is a Hoax. Now, if you want to believe that, that's your business. But I have to say to myself, in this day and age, what we're living in, where it's obvious we're living in the end times, right? Where they want to exterminate us with food, water, air, vaccines, every manner possible. It's scriptural. And do you think this is the right time, whether you're an atheist, an agnostic, or a Christian, to put this on your show, knowing that there's people out here that no, without a faith in Christ, they can't fight this battle. You see that's what true. I mean? And that's just one example.
Yeah, I've talked to people lately that have lost their faith over teachings like that.
Yeah, and this person is otherwise a good person, but I cannot listen no more. I'm down to the four hosts, and then I turn it off. And to be honest with you, if I saw these glaring inconsistencies in any of you guys, I would stop listening to you, too. Yes, I would.
I understand that.
I'm honest. I shoot from the hip.
Yeah.
But you know, we're so far into this now. The point I'm making is there's enemies on all sides. You might not see them. Remember what the Bible says. Father will turn against son. Mother will turn against daughter.
Sure.
Now, if your own family will turn against you in these horrible times, of course these other people who pretend they have your best interest at heart are going to turn. There's no doubt about that, wouldn't you say?
It's already started. I got to jump to get going.
Yes, it is started.
Thank you for the call, and thanks for standing. Now, folks, I'm gonna cut call, phone call just a minute. I want to play a song for you. I didn't want to play last week. Didn't get to it. It's by Josh Turner. I played that Bible study last time we were together. Entitled, I Have a Savior. Now, I want you to listen to the words. Now, listen, we just had a hard little bit of a sermon. And it should trouble our hearts unbelievably. It has to. But I want you to take a long, cold drink of this, the beautiful water coming out of this well, this song. Refresh yourselves with it. And prepare for battle ahead. Listen to the beautiful words of this song, I Have a Savior, by Josh Turner. Please go ahead.
God sent His only Son to save. He died upon a cross for all our sin. I praise the precious name of Jesus. He walked out of the grave, they laid.
Says the one who loves his life will lose it, and the one who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. If anyone serves me, he must follow me. Where I am, there my servant also will be. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him.
And love I don't deserve.
serve a Savior.
Wow. I am so thankful of the truth contained in that song. If I didn't have this hope that Christ put in me, I would be all men most miserable. To see what's happening in this country and in this world and not have hope beyond this veil of tears we live in right now would surely be the most miserable life that you could find. I suppose I can see a little bit as to why the side that doesn't know Christ is so full of hatred, seeking peace and joy in the world and things of the world. I can see that, I believe. Because they're trying to numb the pain and the fear and the evil that pollutes their mind, their soul, and their heart. If nothing else, my friends, no matter what Satan may throw at us, what we may face, just keep in mind that we serve a Savior, that risen Savior, that paid a penalty, a hellish penalty for you and I, as unworthy as we are. If you don't know what I'm talking about tonight, you know what being a born-again believer is, call me. I will call you back. You call the office tomorrow at 800-777-4403. Leave your number with faith. You'll find me and I'll find you. Salvation is totally free, folks. You can't earn it. You cannot work your way close enough to be born again. It's a gift from God by grace through faith. I would love to talk to you about that if I could. Nothing more important in the world than a soul coming to Christ. I love you a bunch. I'll see you tomorrow night, Lord willing. Stand for the truth, folks. Good night.
On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.